It starts, or maybe doesn't, when you get off the plane.
The air train?
I don't know what it is.
At the Delta Airlines terminal at JFK, information is hard to come by.
I take the air train, but I don't know anything about it. I don't think they do a very good job of giving any information. Where is the information about the air train?
That the air train exists at all is a bit of a political miracle. About 15 years ago, Mayor Rudy Giuliani tried to kill it because it didn't meet his vision, a nonstop train from the airport to Manhattan. But Governor George Pataki pushed it through. The result is essentially a shuttle from JFK that links passengers to the New York City subway system and the Long Island Railroad. The trains are clean, the seats are wide, the views are cool. This man, a speechwriter from Los Angeles, was pleasantly surprised.
It was very easy. Not a problem. I'm very bad at public transportation.
It's also way cheaper than the other options.
I think it's great. You're talking about saving yourself $45 in a cab to Manhattan and back.
But to get on it, you have to study up. Like this PhD from Estonia, traveling with five friends.
To Manhattan?
The problem? There are two possibilities. They can connect to the A train at Howard Beach or the EJ or Long Island Railroad at Jamaica.
Did you figure it out?
No, we didn't figure out. But we will.
And after a few more minutes, they do.
Jamaica train, season in. Yeah, Jamaica.
Signage is both art and science. Ask Sula Bovee. She's the head of the design firm Studio Limage. She's working on a project in San Francisco to use signs to help people transfer from one transit system to another. So I asked her to evaluate the signage at the JFK air train. She has a mantra.
Integrated. It can't help but stress the word integrated. So people feel, even though they have to go on different transit modes, they feel that it's going to be easy and it's going to be a smooth kind of transparent thing.
So here we are. We know we're going up.
And as we take the escalator up to the air train platform, we're disgorged into a minimalist space with the feeling of an empty art gallery.
This is the area that I, even being in signage, am always confused at.
That feeling of insecurity, that's bad.
For a traveler, that's bad, yes.
What's even worse, the map is hard to find. Worse still, when La Bouvée does read it, she misinterprets it.
That train goes both places, so how you it's just a matter of getting off at the right exit.
That is not correct.
Okay. I've always known that there is some critical piece of information, very critical piece of information that has been left out here, because I always get to this point and I get nervous, and I'm never, ever comfortable that I made the right decision.
More surprises. Inside the airport loop, the air train is free. But when you shuttle the 2 miles to Howard Beach or Jamaica, you pay.
Yeah, I didn't know it was $5. It's really ridiculous. It's not worth it.
Yeah,
it's robbery. We just came back from vacation. We're in Barcelona.
Once you leave the MOD air train station at Jamaica, you're back in New York at a regular old MTA station. There you are with your luggage, maybe a little jet-lagged. If you choose the subway, you keep walking. If you choose the Long Island Railroad, your eye is actually drawn away from the elevator that will get you to the platform.
I see you're about to carry your luggage down the stairs.
Yeah.
Did you see there was an elevator?
No, I didn't notice the elevator. Oh, thank you so much.
For New Yorkers, that's the kind of inconvenience that comes with the territory. But for an international traveler, it may be the difference between riding the air train once and being a repeat customer that recommends the air train to friends. All of this does concern the Port Authority. In their offices near Union Square, aviation marketing director John Olberding says he's been hearing the same complaints I heard.
I found people could not figure out which train to take.
And that's why we decided to go with the plasma screens.
Because the Port Authority has hired its own designer, Ileana Trunianu. She says the current plan favored architects, not customers.
It's very beautiful, very stark. You don't see anything. There is a kiosk there, but I think 90% of the people probably never even knew there was a kiosk there. So it's like, of course, you arrive, there's no signage, a train comes in, you jump in.
So she's created two color codes, blue and green. Blue is for the cheapest way to get to Manhattan, by air train and subway. Green for the fastest, by air train and Long Island Railroad. The designers promise by the holiday travel season, there will be consistent signage from the terminal to the subway platform. 6 years after its inception, the air train may offer, if not a one-seat ride, something approximating a seamless one. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.
We have arrived at Station D, Jamaica Station.
Okay.